Hello, welcome to the podcast. This is Arthur Fee Hill. Welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Arthur Fee Hill. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, guys, eclipse sickness. Now, I don't know what's been going on, but here lately, guys, is like the ER rooms and, you know, smile clinics have been really full because of everyone has been getting sick. I mean, I have gotten sick and I'm still sick from this eclipse. I had got sick right after the eclipse and had a friend who said her kid had got sick and had another friend who said she was feeling sick. So everybody was like sick with like semi-sinus problems. So I guess we can call this the eclipse sickness because that's what they've been calling it. Everybody on TikTok I read have been getting sick. They said they've been having symptoms for a sinus, headaches, body aches, you know. Some of them even said they start their cycle after the eclipse. So let me know what type of sickness have you been feeling, guys, after this eclipse. Because I'm still feeling it. I mean, like, I'm still feeling it. So let's get into our topic. Okay, guys. The topic for today is, have you decided to bring your author name and make it a business? Because anytime that you create or write a book, guys, and you put it on Amazon and KDP, you might want to consider on starting a business with that name, guys. You might want to consider on starting your business. We talked about author's name. We talked about newbie authors and what you need to do to get started on your journey with writing your books. We talked about, you know, how to create your pen names. And now we're on the topic of what you need to do after you created this pen name, after you created your first book, and when you get it put it on Amazon. Guys, you're going to need to go ahead and get your business started with the author name. Because the best thing to do to go ahead and get it signed, sealed, delivered is to go ahead and get your DBA for your author name. Then once you get your DBA, that's like your brand. That will be your brand name for your business. If you're going to be selling children's books, if you're going to be selling coloring books, journals, you know, everything that you do as far as creating a book is a, you know, could be a potential sale. You just never know who might want to buy your creation. I mean, it's endless with your book and how you can create it. With myself, guys, I have started. First, I did my children's book, like I was telling you in the beginning. That was my thing. I did my children's book. And then, you know, I already have a business. So my business was already set up. I just went on Amazon, KDP, and just set up my book stuff and just put it under my business name or whatever. So I already had a business. But once I did my first children's book, guys, and I did a pop-up event, I started getting more sales. I started getting, you know, sales of my books here and there. Won a lot of sales, but I did get a couple of sales. So that's why I always try to host me a pop-up event so I can bring people in so I can try to make sales on my books. But guys, if you have been thinking about your doing journals, that's a business because it's all going to be under your name. If you thought about writing children's books, if you thought about creating your short stories or your novels or your novelties, it's all a business. So I really think you should think about when you're creating all this about making that a business, because that is a brand. You will be the brand and that will be a business, because anything you sell, guys, you need to get, you know, your business license so you can sell and charge your taxes or whatever. But anything you sell is a business. So think about creating that, guys. I mean, it's something exciting, something to do. You know, it's like a little side hustle. Check it out. See what you think about it. But it can also be a really good business. I mean, it could take you a lot of places, you know, because anytime, like some pop-up events, they might want you to have your SOS, Secretary of State, certificate, just saying that you are a legal entity or whatever. But some people don't, because normally the person that hosts the pop-up event normally be over all of that. So I would consider on starting that book journey of business, because you can really go a long way with that, guys. You never know, you can win awards, you know, you can travel the world with your book, do a book tour, you know, go to place to place, go to store to store, set up. And I know Kroger's have like a if you have a Kroger's in your town, you can join the Kroger's it's called for authors, which they'll let you set up your little, you know, set up your little table and stuff, at that Kroger store, but you have to join. It's like a membership fee. I think it's like $75. Don't quote me on that, but I know it's you pay a membership fee to join, and you're able to set up your booth at all the Kroger stores that's near you or that's in your town because you join the Kroger group. And once you get into that and figure out what you want to do, you know, they make a percentage, you make a percentage. But guys, it really is a business. So when you're thinking about creating your book or you're thinking about creating your journeys or your journals, go ahead and start that business because that will be your business. It's a side hustle, but it will be your business because it could take you a lot of places, guys. You'd be surprised of where it could take you. Because when I first started doing mine, I mean, I just did like one. And then I said, well, let me go ahead and do another one. And then I learned how to create my own books. And, you know, I did my own manuscripts and all that because I knew how I wanted my stuff done. Like, even though I have an illustrator, but I do all my writing. So that little side hustle can turn into something big, guys. It can turn into something big. When you dream big, that dream will become a reality eventually if you just stay consistent with it. So for all my newbie authors, think about making that little side hustle a business. You just never know, guys. Hey, this is Author Fee Hill. I'm going to check you guys out on the next episode. But let me know what type of experiences you have behind this eclipse. Because, guys, ever since this eclipse, I have been having bad sinus problems like headaches. My nose been stopped up and it's still stopped up. And it's a little swollen. So I've been having bad sinus problems from this eclipse. I mean, I thought I was going to have to go to the ER myself, but I went home and tried to make it work. Anyway, guys, this is Author Fee Hill. Check me out next episode. And don't forget, May the 18th at the Ford events from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Texarkana, Texas, we will be having the pop-up event / book signing, guys. If you don't want to order your books there, you can order your books on Amazon, Author Fee Hill Books. Or you can just go to Facebook and look up Author Fee Hill and go there and you can order your books there. Anyway, guys, check me out next episode. Thank you for joining. Have a great day and happy writing.